This is Scott Becker with Becker's Dental Review, Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Kevin Mosier. Kevin's the CEO of Clear Choice, the dental implant company, I think the leading dental implant company in the country. Kevin, we're thrilled to have you join us today. We're going to talk to you about your priorities, what you're seeing in dentistry, a little bit about leadership and more. Can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure, Scott. Name's Kevin Mosier. I've been in the healthcare field since 1990. I've been on the medical side, been on the dental side. Now here 7 years with Clear Choice as CEO. Currently, we have 64 clinics in 27 states. Our focus is really, if you think about our patients, it's those who are dealing with end-stage periodontal disease. At the very end stages of the disease, patients' teeth are very diseased. They're mobile in their mouths. They've typically lost 8 to 10 teeth already. They're non-functional and they have to come out. So it's a medical necessity. And we tend to, most of our patients, probably 70-75% of our patients, have terminal dentition that need to come out in order to get implants. The balance come in with dentures and they're looking for an upgrade. That's generally what we do.
Fantastic. And take a moment and talk to us about dentistry. Was one of the areas that in the initial part of the COVID pandemic, March, April, was really largely shut down in most places in the country. What does a rebound look like? Is it moving in the right direction now? What are you sort of sensing out there generally?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because I think that Clear Choice in many respects is a good example of the essential side of dentistry, meaning dealing with a disease, an active disease, infection, swelling, pain, and so forth. When dentistry was effectively shut down, ADA was reporting that the dental production was down 90 to 95% in most general dental practices. For us, in the trial, it was down 60%. And that's largely because our patients have active disease. They're much more in a medically essential kind of situation. So we went down about 60% in April, and we started climbing right back out. By June, we were back to pre-COVID levels, and that's how we've been operating pretty much June, July, August. So we've had a nice rebound. I think dentistry overall, my understanding is down about 30%. So they're at 70% of pre-COVID levels. So there's been a bounce back. But it's as you might expect, patients are nervous and so forth. So it's not quite where I think a lot of people would hope it would be.
But overall, at least on the implant side, where it's really active and medically necessary to do when it's hot and needed, it's bounced back really entirely. So congratulations on that. Talk about as you come out of this COVID era and hopefully we'll be coming out of it, you work closely with general and family practitioners as well, dental practitioners as well, always trying to foster relationships between specialist and primary care dentist, general dentist. What are your top three priorities or top few priorities as you look at the next 6 to 12 months as a CEO of the leading company in the country in your area? What are your top priorities?
Yeah, I mean, first, just to be clear, for us, it's mainly full arch cases, so it's the bigger cases, which I do believe are largely medically necessary. For us, it's a lot of what we're trying to do is to, first and foremost, keep an eye on the economy, right? So, I mean, people talk about a second wave of COVID. To me, it just seems like it's kind of kept going. We've almost been in the second wave. But what I'm more concerned about is the economy. With all of the layoffs, we've had a lot of government kind of programs, stimulus programs to keep us going. But does that sustain? So first and foremost, we're looking to be lean. In terms of how we operate, we are very mindful of bringing on, trying to return our expenses to pre-COVID levels and really kind of keeping an eye on the economy. Second, that's one of our top priorities. Second priority would be, and not in this order, but safety. We've really focused a lot on safety within our clinics. We assembled a multidisciplinary team, including outside infection control experts. We created a playbook. We call it our Better Health Together playbook for all of our centers so that we can both be safe and also communicate safety to our patients who come in the door, that they can feel safe in our environment. So safety is a huge one, both for our patients and for our employees. The third is, what opportunities do we have to really kind of communicate the essential aspects of dentistry? So we've been working with some of the organizations, we've been working with folks who are in the same kind of pathway as we are with these patients, which are periodontists and so forth, to find ways to communicate to the general public, the value and the importance of dentistry and the role it plays in the whole healthcare continuum. So those are probably three big areas we're focused on.
There's a great sort of keeping a close eye on the economy and how layoffs and sort of the fallout of all this looks to the economy and what it does to business. The safety of your employees and your patients is a top priority. And then third, just constant communication about the role of dentistry and oral health and the strengthening of that spot in the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. That's a final question, Kevin. You've had this remarkable leadership career. You're CEO of a great company. You're a U.S. Naval Academy grad. I mean, sort of an amazing leadership career. As you talk to people, as you give advice to emerging leaders, a couple thoughts on pieces of advice that you would give to emerging leaders. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if I think about how we did during the COVID crisis and how we continue to do, a lot of it has to do with having a good culture going in. And so we really focus on culture. And I see the building blocks of culture as vision, purpose, and values. A leader needs to understand his or her values very, very deeply. Because your values, if you understand them, you can use your values to give the why. Why do you ask for this? Why do we do that? And if you can tie it to your values, then people perceive you as consistent as a leader. They begin to develop what I call commander's intent. They understand, even when you're not there, how you would respond to a situation. And they're able to act accordingly. It's a very deep topic, but for me, we are really intentional about culture at Clear Choice, both as a management company and within our clinics. And I think if you are that way as a leader, it serves you well in crisis, and it has served us well in crisis. So it's a deep subject, but I think that the leader first and foremost has to be very, very sure of themselves, have a very deep understanding of themselves, what their guideposts are, which I call values, and they need to live by those values, and that will serve them. That's been my experience.
So clarity of thinking, this concept of establishing a great culture and great clarity around vision, purpose, and values, I think are great, great takeaways, great thoughts, and inspiring thoughts. Kevin Mosier, I want to thank you for joining the Becker's Dental podcast today, Becker's Healthcare. We appreciate what you do and joining us so much. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Scott. Thank you.